the very best. No one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Teach Pokemon to understand.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC. And this is the best animated shows ever, so far. Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animation ever, eventually.
Got it in one.
Had to think about it, but I did get it. Been drinking a little bit.
I like the dynamic we have where I'm like sleepy and slurping coffee and you're like drinking alcohol because of time zones. But that means that each episode starts with me being like a little bit like this. And then by the end, I'm totally normal and chipper. And you start up and by the end, you're like, and then Pikachu gave him a high five.
Yeah,
I've gone that far.
I do get a bit loopy in some of these episodes.
Well, traditionally, we get loopy in episode 3 of each show that we watch. Even now that we're not recording for 6 hours in a row. I'm not sure why episode 3 is still the loopy one, but that means that this has to be a serious episode because it's only episode 2, Pokemon Emergency. But before we get to that, let's talk about the voice actors. MC, do you know what's messed up about the voice actors about this show?
No. What is messed up about the voice actors of this show?
If you try to find out who the voice actors of this show are on Google, you will be wrong. Because in season 9, they just changed the entire cast. Like, they fired everybody and replaced them with different voice actors.
Weird.
It's super weird. I guess the specifically the dubbing process on the show changed studio hands. I don't know if there was like behind the scenes drama associated with that. I didn't get into that because I was like, well, I don't care about these newfangled voice actors. I'm here for the original voice actors for Pokemon the Animated Series, not these new people. Like, Ash Ketchum isn't Ash Ketchum anymore. How weird is that? Like, it's weird.
That is weird.
So, like, here, we'll look at Ash Ketchum specifically. Originally voiced by Veronica Taylor, but in season 9, the role was taken over by Sarah Nadaccini. And listen, when we talk about series 9, maybe we'll talk about you, Sarah, but for now, I want to talk to you about Veronica Taylor, who is the voice of Ash Ketchum. She was born in 1965. And this show premiered in 1998, so Ash was a 33-year-old woman when this show came out. It's weird. It's weird.
That happens a lot. It does happen a lot in animation where women will portray young boys.
It just, you know, it kind of feels like a 33-year-old woman should, like, I don't know, play like Ash's mom instead of Ash. Oh wait, she did, because the same voice actress was also Ash's mom. That's right, she played her own mother-child pair, which is a little weird. Now, one of the things that I think is cool, so we'll talk about some of her non-Pokemon roles here, and then we'll come back to Pokemon. So non-Pokemon, she's been in Sonic X, she's been in a ton of Yu-Gi-Oh! She's been in a show I didn't know existed, but I'm totally putting on my list when we get to it, which is called Kirby Right Back At Ya. There's a Kirby cartoon. I had no idea. It has 100 episodes.
Oh, I had no idea it existed either.
She plays Silica and Roland on Kirby Right Back At You, who I don't know those names, but I'm guessing that they are various Kirby enemies. He has a lot of enemies. She's been on some Sailor Moon dubs. She's been on Dragon Ball Super as just some extra voices. And she has been April O'Neil in the 2003 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I think was the anime-looking one. Let me look it up real quick.
I can't remember.
There's so many Ninja Turtles shows.
Yeah, it got ridiculous sometime in the late 90s, and they had the multiverse.
Yeah. Yes, it is the super anime-looking one. Man, but that multiverse was great because it led to that movie. It's not called Turtles in Time. That's the video game. But it's Into the Spider-Verse, but with Ninja Turtles. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen this?
I do believe I have seen it. I just can't remember the name of it.
I think it was those 2003 Turtles meet up with the original cartoon Turtles and then eventually meet up with the comic book Turtles. It's very good. It's Into the Spider-Verse, but with Turtles. Turtleverse movie.
My favorite character in like that sort of thing was the Samurai Rabbit.
Oh yeah. I have a comic of that guy because he was a totally different franchise, and then they were like,
yeah,
hey, what if we just put him in Ninja Turtles? I only know that character from Ninja Turtles. I have not actually read the comic that I owned that he's in. What is that guy called?
I can't remember.
More of Troy Googles. We need a MC. Listen, I've been thinking about how, like, we could do some fun production stuff with this show where, like, we drop in, like, voice clips and things like that. It would be kind of fun to do. It would also be a lot of work, which is why we don't. But we might need a specific drop for when I Google things. Hey, Tyler, if you're listening, if you make a jingle for Troy Googles a thing, we will totally use it. I will edit that much of the show.
Sure. How about something like,
There was a guy named Troy Dunham. Needed some answers, how would he find them? Just Google that stuff all day long. Google that person, Google that place. Google it all, because there is no place to remember any reason. All we do know is that we're gonna die, yeah. I'm gonna die, yeah. You're gonna die, yeah. Troy, you're gonna die. Yeah, Google it.
Miyamoto Usagi is his name. Is the name of the Samurai Rabbit. Command F, Turtles. 1987 anime series. Usagi makes recurring appearances in the 87 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. Cool. He lived in feudal Japan on an alternate Earth where other animals, and not humans, have evolved into the dominating series. And he's in the 2003 series of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And he's in the 2012 series of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Good character.
And he's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Battle Nexus, which was a 2004 beat-em-up video game. He was a combatant in the game's Battle Nexus mode, but was not a playable character. Let me play as the Samurai Rabbit, you jerks. All right, so the other fun thing about the voice actors on Pokemon is that the Pokemon have to have voices. So all of the voice actors also play Pokemon. So, Veronica Taylor, the voice of Ash Ketchum, is also the voice of Goldeen, Diglett, Sentra, and Teddy Ursa, who's the teddy bear Pokemon. He's adorable. let's see. We've also got Rachel Lillis in there as the voice of Misty. She's also the voice of Jesse. Jesse and Misty are the same person, which hurts my head. She's also been in a couple other animes, including she's been in Sonic X. She's been in Hunter x Hunter as Miro Freesus? F-R-E-E-C-S-S. That's too many C-S-S's at the end of that word. Freakus? I don't know who she is. She is also the voice of a ton of Pokemon, including Goldeen, again. So apparently they were like, there's too many lines for Goldeen. We can't have one voice actor doing all these lines. We got to divvy up the workload.
Weird.
She's a ton of different Pokemon. The most notable Pokemon on this list would be either Jigglypuff, or sometimes she's Ash's Pikachu. But not all the time, because normally Ash's Pikachu is a Japanese voice actress named Ikui Otani, but they apparently don't have, like, the raw audio files from the Japanese voice actors. So what they did is, the way they used Ikui Otani's voice is just, if Pikachu's saying Pikachu on his own, they can drop that in. But if another character is talking at the same time, they're like, we can't get the raw audio. So whenever somebody's overlapping with Pikachu talking, they have Misty's voice actress do the Pikachu voice, because they can't get the original audio.
That's really interesting.
I think it's kind of cool that she plays that she's the original Pikachu from the Japanese anime is still the main Pikachu in the dubbed anime. Let's see. Ikui Otani is also in Sailor Moon as Sailor Tin Nyanko, which I'm guessing means moon or Jupiter or Mars or something along those lines, but it does not tell me that, because she's in the Japanese version where her name would not be that. But it says she's also known for the role of the talking reindeer in One Piece.
Yes, Chopper.
Yep, that's the one. Tony Chopper. Apparently, the voice of Pikachu is also the voice of the talking reindeer, or unceremoniously, the raccoon dog is what it says. And I'm very confused by this description.
Look up Chopper. One Piece. Okay.
Just Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long. Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long.
What is this thing? He's adorable.
Yeah, no, so...
Look at his giant head.
Now you can see why they call him that.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute. I love it. Alright, the last... two more voice actors we gotta talk about, because we gotta talk about Brock. Brock is voiced by Eric Stewart, until he was replaced unceremoniously like everyone was. The voice of Brock is also the voice of James, because it's voice acting. We can't go hiring 5 actors for 5 roles. We'll just hire 3 actors. He also plays a bunch of other characters in the show. Outside of the show, he's done a ton of Yu-Gi-Oh! He's done a bunch of that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 series. As just kind of random voices, and he's Meta Knight in Kirby Right Back At Ya, as well as a couple of extra voices there. I really want to watch this Kirby show. Most notably on his Pokemon list is Squirtle and Wartortle and Blastoise. He plays the whole Squirtle evolution line.
Oh,
which is awesome. Yeah, I like Squirtle. That means the Squirtle Squad was a big episode for him. He did a lot of work in it. And then perhaps MC, the most important voice actor on the Pokemon animated series is Roger Parsons, also known as Ken Gates, who is the narrator.
Ah, yes.
I love the narrator of the Pokemon show. He's done a couple other random voices for the show, but mostly he's the announcer, okay? That's his big thing, is he's the announcer in Pokemon. And that's mostly what he's done as far as his voice acting credits. He's done a couple other things. Mostly he's done Pokemon, including a couple of the games. He even did 2 Pokemon in the show. He played a Whiskash, which is some sort of a fish Pokemon from Gen 3, which is the generation where I start to not know all the Pokemon. And then he also played... a character named Red Lightning, which was a Scizor, I believe is what the Pokemon's called.
Okay, yeah.
But it was specifically a Red Scizor who shows up in episode 167. Nope, I'm sorry. Episode 443. There's so many episodes.
That... That is a lot of episodes.
There's so many episodes of the Pokemon Wiki. Do you want to just abandon our other show and just start doing an episode-by-episode review of the Pokemon animated series? And we will be done when we're dead.
That sounds kind of boring after a while, especially since we did start this to watch Gargoyles.
Eventually we'll get to Gargoyles. Yeah. MC, I'm going to edit this out. Do you think we should just keep up the ruse that eventually we're going to cover Gargoyles? But, like, I mean, we know we're never going to talk about it. Should we keep pretending that we're going to talk about Gargoyles someday?
Yes, because I really do want to talk about Gargoyles someday, because that show is great.
No, but that's just like the joke of the show, is that someday we'll talk about Gargoyles. We know we're never going to talk about Gargoyles.
I mean,
we keep fudging those dice rolls.
I know. It's really weird. Like, I've gotten on both sides of it multiple times now.
I mean, we can keep putting on the list, but we know that when it comes up that it rolls the number for Gargoyles, we're just going to re-roll the dice and not tell anybody.
I don't think we're ever going to roll it, to be honest.
It's cursed. Yeah. It's a curse. Today we are here to talk about episode 2 of Pokemon, which is called Pokemon Emergency.
Yeah.
So this is the other place that I've thought about we should put in sound effects, is like when I get to the point where it's like, all right, now we're going to talk about the episode, we should play like 4 seconds of the theme song for the show that we're watching as like transition music into the topic. But again, this show takes very little editing work, which I really appreciate. I basically have to listen for you to, you know, say F words, and that's about it. That's about all the editing I do. Don't! I see you thinking about it. Don't give me work to do.
No. I'm kind of good on this show. Like,
you're mostly. Yeah.
It's very occasionally that I slip up and I swear. I try and keep it mostly PG. It's in my vocabulary to swear a lot.
I mean, I've had to edit out a lot of, like, horrible rants that you go on about, like, the awful sort of people who would consume Pepsi Cola over Coca-Cola and things like that. But other than that, you're pretty well behaved.
That's not true at all. I'm fine with people drinking Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola, whichever. It's, I mean, RC Cola that
really
I have
respectful.
A problem with.
It's really respectful of you to say that publicly, but we all know the truth.
No, it's the people who drink RC Cola. I'm like, who are these people?
Don't give me stuff tatted out where you say horrible slurs against the RCers. We know what you call them. We call them the Royals.
Pokemon Emergency!
Pokemon Emergency is episode 2. This came out in April 8th of 1997. I was mistaken. The voice actress for Ash Ketchum was only 32 when this show came out. Not, in fact, 33. My mistake. Please forgive me. Let's talk about Pokemon Emergency, which starts with a recap. Telling you that Ash, our hero from Pallet Town, got Pikachu, and Pikachu was a jerk, and they were about to get their butt kicked, but then he used Thundershock that was real good, except for that Pikachu's all beat up, and so he's trying to get him to a hospital.
I've got to get Pikachu to the hospital!
Yep, that's pretty much it. And then it picks up Viridian.
Mm-hmm.
How can I forget her name again?
Officer Jenny.
Officer Jenny, that's it.
An important recurring character. Oh, wait, okay, time out. I'm already going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Does Nurse Jenny count as a recurring character?
Officer.
I'm sorry, but does Officer Jenny count as a recurring character?
There is a Nurse Jenny as well. Look, we don't have to get
into...
Oh,
we do meet
a
Nurse Jenny eventually,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, and an Officer Joy.
But, so, okay, so... does it count Joy as a recurring Jenny... character if there, it's a different character each time?
This is weird, because I'm pretty sure there is Jennies and Joys that do show up again over time, but in general, they are different Jennies and Joys.
Right.
So it's really weird to think of them as a reoccurring character when they are actually portraying family members of these two that we first meet in Viridian City.
On Deep Space Nine, the very first time Wayun shows up, he dies that episode.
Yeah.
And then Wayun shows up again, but it's a new clone of Wayun.
And he's I'm six.
I think that counts as a recurring character, because he carries over the memories of the previous Wayun.
See, but even in this episode, we get two Nurse Joys.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Because there's one that's on the computer in Pewter City. So it's really weird. Like, they are different people. They talk to each other. They're not the same person. But we think of this as a reoccurring character.
I think I need to lay down. My head hurts.
But
what's Officer Jenny on about, MC?
She's on about Pokemon getting taken by some criminal forces.
We have reports of possible Pokemon thieves in our area.
Pokenappers.
Yeah.
They don't call them that. That would be a weird thing to call them.
And,
she is telling people to watch out for suspicious characters, though.
Or strangers. And there's that's when Ash sort of comes wandering into town. He explains who he is. He discovers that his Pokedex isn't just the Pokedex, but also his ID.
I'm Dexter, a Pokedex programmed by Professor Oak for Pokemon trainer Ash Ketchum of the town of Hallam.
And he explains that Pikachu's been badly hurt and he needs to get him to the center.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Professor Oak, if Ash had shown up for the, like, Pokemon orientation on time, explained all of this? Like, do you think Professor Oak gave them the tutorial you normally get in the game where he takes you out into the grass and teaches you how the Pokedex works and teaches you how to throw Pokeballs? And because Ash was late, he just didn't get all that? Or is Professor Oak just entirely irresponsible?
Oh, well, it might be the irresponsible thing, or it could be the theory that a lot of people have come up with, is that,
Wait. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, Oak just wants to get Ash away so, he can hook up with Ash's mom.
Ah, MC, I'm disgusted. That's the same voice actress. It's the same one playing both. She's with daughter. Mom's trying to get son out so that she can get some, but it's the same son as the person as the mom. Oh, no, MC. That would never happen in the magical world of Pokemon.
I mean, it's just a conspiracy that some people have put forth that the reason Ash doesn't have all the same training as you get in the games is Oak sort of wants him to take his time out there in the world.
Wow. So he's not just trying to get some, he's trying to get a lot.
Yeah.
That's... I'm not proud of that. I am a little proud of that, because that's dumb. All right, so Jenny's like, an injured Pokemon. I like that everyone in this world is like, drop everything for a Pokemon. I think... What?
Yeah.
Why are you growling at me? Go lay down. Go. Go, there's a whole bed for you. Go lay down. Go lay down. I like that everyone in this world is like ready to drop everything as soon as there's a Pokemon in crisis. I think that that's kind of sweet. I wish people in the real world were more like that about their animals. I realized that it's awkward for me to be saying that right after I was just like annoyed by my dog interrupting the podcast recording, which also now I have to leave in me yelling at my dog to get off my lap. Like, go away, dog. I love my puppy. he's being a little needy right now. MC, I have to leave this podcast and jump on a motorcycle with my puppy because he's the most important thing in the world to me. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. See, yeah, and if I was editing the shows, I would put in like a vroom sound right there of a motorcycle taking off.
MC, I have to leave this podcast and jump on a motorcycle with my puppy because he's the most important thing in the world to me. Goodbye.
But yeah, they take off to go to the poker center.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wanted poster of a couple of mysterious characters.
Oh, yes.
And then a fish hook on a line comes down and scoops up the wanted poster into an air balloon.
They've got great aim with their fish hooks.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
introduced to Team Rocket for the first time. And Meow.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Wait. Okay, is it Team Rocket and Meowth, or is Meowth part of Team Rocket?
So I think of it as Team Rocket and Meowth.
Interesting.
Because that's how they sort of introduce themselves.
They do the same thing with Scholastic does with the Animorphs. So on the Animorphs team, you have five characters. You have Jake, Rachel, Tobias, Marco, and Cassie. And then in the third book, they find Axe, who's an alien who joins up with the team. Spoilers. Spoilers for the Animorphs? Axe joins the team, and he's with them for the entire rest of the series. There are 52 books in the main series. He joins in episode 3. That means he's on the team in 49 out of 52 books. And yet the back of the books still always say, like, the Animorphs and Axe, blah, 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 blah. They go and find a secret cat race of people who need some catnip or whatever. And it's like, how come Axe isn't... Why do you have to say the Animorphs and Axe? Can it just be he's part of the Animorphs now. He's here for 49 books. He's an Animorph.
I don't know, but one of the big things is Meowth is the only Pokemon to speak.
Mm-hmm.
All the other Pokemon who communicate with people do it through telepathy, don't they?
Well, most Pokemon just say Pika Pika.
Their name. Yeah.
I mean, they don't say Pika Pika. Only Pikachu says Pika Pika. It'd be freaking weird if you saw, like, a Charmander who was like, Pika Pika! You'd be like, get the heck out of here, you cursed Charmander! And then you'd stomp on his tail and murder him. Have you seen Detective Pikachu? The main character in that tries to murder a Charizard by putting his tail fire out, and I was not okay with it. I just made myself really upset.
I haven't seen it yet.
Do you remember the Charmander episode of the...
Yeah,
the
I do. It was very upsetting. But, Troy, can we not talk about that right now? Because we don't need to cry for the next 20 minutes.
But he just wanted to keep his tail burning, and his trainer told him to stay there and that he'd come back, and he's standing in the rain.
Yeah, with a leaf.
Don't make fun of me. I'm genuinely upset about this.
No, I'm trying not to cry. Why would you do this, Troy?
Thinking of that instantly made me think of Fry's dog from Futurama, Seymour.
Oh my god!
Where he says, "I gotta go do a delivery. I'll be right back."
Okay,
let's reset here. We're not here to talk about Charmander.
No.
We're not here to talk about Seymour. We're here to talk about Pikachu. Pikachu's in trouble. We gotta focus on what Pikachu needs right now, and that's he needs our attention and for a motorcycle to crash through the front of a hospital to drop him off.
Yeah.
Hey, Nurse Jenny, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but that might be a little much.
And then Nurse Joy sort of tells Ash that he shouldn't let his Pokemon get in that bad a condition
again.
She reads
him the Riot Act.
Yeah. And he's all upset and worried, and He wants to go in there and help, but she tells him, no, stay in the waiting room. And yeah. Then tells Officer Jenny to get her bike out of the main area next to the counter.
And Ash is sitting in the waiting room. He's feeling really depressed, feeling really like underqualified because Nurse Joy told him off so much. So he decides he's going to call his mommy, which is really cute that he's like, I know, I'll check in with my mom. I think that's sweet.
And he's sort of being down on himself in the call, but his mom's just like, no, you can do this. Your father would be proud of you. And she asks him if he's changing his underwear every day, and he says yes.
I won't let you talk about yourself that way. Just be confident. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Do you understand?
Yes.
And are you changing your underwear every day?
Yes.
And then they sign off.
One thing she says that I think is interesting is regarding his father. She said he will be so proud of you. Not he would be so proud of you, but he will be. And I don't know if that's a like potentially a cultural thing of like, my assumption is that Ash's daddy is dead. And so I don't know if it's a cultural thing of like, he's watching over you and he'll be so proud of you, or if it's a bad translation, or if his dad is not dead and is out there somewhere.
Yeah. Do you know? I have no idea. Stopped watching Pokemon ages ago.
I thought you were giving me a face of like, oh, you don't know that like asshole Gary is actually Ash's father reincarnated into a teenager or something like that.
His
father is Ho-Oh and
no
you didn't
idea.
Realize it? His father is the legendary Pokemon. His dad was actually Mewtwo. Ash's mom is freaky.
I'm not gonna play in that playground with you. I'm not.
MC.
This is a children's show. We're not going in there.
MC. Does Mewtwo f***? Does Mewtwo f***?
I'm not playing this. No. This is... Oh, tentacle. What?
So Ash is looking at a mural on the wall with the legendary Pokemon on it, and he's like, oh snap, there's that bird that I saw. And then the mural turns into a video phone, I think?
The computer gets an alert, and Ash pushes a button, and one of the quarter panels turns into a screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, and it's the back of Oak's head.
Yeah, because he's got the wrong camera on his video phone. I feel like this episode has suddenly decided to, like, cast Oak as a bumbling fool, which is weird, because I did not get that impression from the first episode. But it does the thing where he's like, oh, it's the wrong camera! And he changes the camera around. And then immediately after that, he's like, I hear you're in Viridian City! And Ash is like, yeah, you called Viridian City. And he's like, oh, I guess I did! And it's like, why is Professor Oak bumbling now?
I don't know. And they have this whole conversation, and he brings up that he made a bet with Gary that he wouldn't catch one Pokemon by the time he got to Viridian City.
$1 million bet. Yeah. $1 million?
Gary
has $1 million to bet?
I guess.
I bet him $1 million that he'd be wrong.
I mean, how many times has Oak had bets against Gary? These $1 million bets, apparently.
And he just always loses. It started out as a $10 bet, and Oak's just way in the hole. He's like, I bet the sun won't come up tomorrow. Oh, shoot, it did.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing that it'll never rain in this town again. Oh, no, it rained.
And then as soon as the call ends, Misty shows up with a busted up bike over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we even see Ash abandon the bike this episode, right? He's running into Viridian City when he runs into Officer Jenny.
It happened at the end of the last episode. It was all busted up.
And that's right, because he, like, rode off a cliff with it.
I think earlier we saw Misty carrying it between the coming to the Poké Center and the Team Rocket.
Misty is back to being righteously pissed off about the state of her bike and the fact that it was stolen from her. Misty's wonderful. I won't hear a bad word against her. She has every right in the world to be mad at this kid who stole her bike and then smashed it up. But beyond that, Misty is a freaking angel, because as soon as she realizes that Pikachu's still in danger, she's like, forget all that. I'm still pissed at you because you still screwed up, but we're going to focus on what's important right now, which is making sure Pikachu's okay.
And then she's like, as soon as he's all better, you're paying me back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially why they kind of get stuck together, I think, for the first few episodes.
Yeah, she is traveling with him just because she is owed a bike. That is the only reason she's there. Let's see. So then I think that's when Team Rocket starts to show up, right?
After, like, Misty has a go at Ash and he explains the situation, Nose Joy comes out with Pikachu on the stretcher. And he's still unconscious, and she's like, oh, he needs to rest.
He's and so sad.
Then Misty has another go at Ash, and is like, yeah, we'll wait until Pikachu's all right, but we're going to settle this later.
Yeah, I'm not done with this. I'm not forgetting about it, yeah. But let's focus on Pikachu.
And that's when the big Meowth balloon shows up, and Team Rocket... they announce that criminals are on the loose, essentially. Mm-hmm. Officer Jenny does it over the speakers. And then a whole bunch of Team Rocket stuff happens where they throw their Pokemon down through a skylight in the P on the roof.
The letter P.
Yeah.
Not like a hobo got loose on the roof and...
What I find really weird is that the window isn't a square. It's the shape of the inside of the P. Why couldn't they just make it a normal, like, rounded square or something?
But, because it wouldn't be as cool.
It's silly. But, essentially, this is where Ekans and Coffin get released. Coffin? He does a smoke screen, and Jesse and James come in and do their speech.
Heck yeah, man. I love Team Rocket. They are very good. By which I mean they're the worst. But they show up. Do they do the full to unite the world through devastation speech in this one?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find it in my notes. There we go. To protect the world from devastation.
Oh, God. now, I actually have to remember it now.
I couldn't remember what the first line was. For shame on us, MC. Like, 12-year-old Troy and MC would be so disappointed in us right now. Yeah.
It is to unite all people within the nation. Or... Mm-hmm.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Yeah, Jesse.
James.
There you go. Did you forget his name?
No, I'm like... Yeah, it's...
Team Rocket blasts off at the speed of light.
You're expecting this of me at like 11:30 at night. You got after this. I've been drinking.
You got this. Do they want to battle people? No. What do they want to do?
Surrender or prepare to fight.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like trying to remember the word. I'm like, what is the word where you want to give up? My brain wouldn't come up with...
James is sitting there flipping through a thesaurus, going, what is the word? I know it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's late and I am a little drunk. So I'm That's like, fair. What is that word to mean to give up? I'm like, I know it's in there somewhere.
So they cut the power to the place and everyone's like, hey, leave us alone. And they're like, we're here for the strong Pokemon. And they're like, this is a hospital, you dinguses. And they're like, well, there might be a strong Pokemon. So they cut the power.
They say there might be some gems in this trash.
Hey, that's not an
or nice something thing like that. Yeah.
They cut the power, but then Nurse Joy turns on the Pika Power Station, which is a bunch of Pikachu that walk around in a circle going, Pika, Pika, Pikachu, Pika, Pika, Pikachu.
It's two Pikas, two Chews.
Is it Pika, Pika, Pikachu, Pikachu?
No.
No?
It's Pika, Pika, Chew, Chew. Pika, Pika, Chew, Chew.
No, now you just sound like a train.
That's what they say.
I think you're right. So they turn the power on because they need to turn on their transporter technology because they have transporter technology in the world of Pokemon. And they're going to send all the Pokemon to Pewter City.
I remember it being Pewter because it sounds like computer.
It's also like a rock and that's where Brock is.
I know.
Do we get Brock next episode?
I
think he's in episode 4. Anyway, so while they're trying to get all the Pokemon to safety, Jesse and James come into the room and Ash is like, I'll start fighting with other people's Pokemons and starts throwing random Pokeballs. Hey Ash, that's not cool. That's not cool, dude.
What's not cool also all. Not cool is that Ekans and is there, and essentially he throws out Pidgey and Rattata, both of whom are very scared of the snake type Pokemon.
Yeah, right? They would be. It's a snake. So then Misty steps up, and I'm... I love Misty. I am a big supporter of Misty. I'm very confused, but I think I have an explanation. So, let me break down what happens. Misty says, I'm going to have to take things in my own hands. You get Pikachu and get out of here. And then they're like, that's big talk from such a pretty lady. And she's like, hell yeah, I'm pretty. And she throws out her Goldeen. And Goldeen just flops around like a Magikarp. And then she calls Goldeen back immediately and says, you know as well as I do that water Pokemon can't battle on land. I was just warming up. And I'm like, what? What? And then she turns to Ash and says, just get Pikachu out of here. So here's my explanation. Either Misty's a terrible Pokemon trainer, or, this is the one I choose to believe, she knew that Goldeen wasn't going to be effective and was just trying to make a distraction, and Ash was supposed to, like, leave when she was doing that, and instead he just stood there, and she was like, dude, seriously, go. I'm doing bad at this to be a distraction, and you're not leaving.
Yeah, that's essentially what I got from it.
Okay. I hope that's the case, because otherwise I'm real disappointed in Misty. Also, water Pokemon can battle on dry land in the games. Is that an ongoing thing in the show?
Yeah, it kind of comes up. I mean, it doesn't affect some water-type Pokemon compared to others.
Because I feel like if you have, like, a Gyarados, it can be fine on land. Obviously, Psyduck becomes a staple character, and she uses that just fine.
Yeah.
Huh. But,
yeah, as she's distracting Team Rocket, Ash grabs the, I want to say trolley, but it's not trolley.
Gurney.
There we go. He grabs the gurney with Pikachu on it, and he goes running. And Koffing and Ekans are sent after him. Mm-hmm. And he accidentally runs the gurney into the busted up bike. And that wakes Pikachu up.
And Pikachu manages to communicate through charades or something that he needs more power.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know. He's barely awake for a second. and all the Pikachus who are essentially powering this place jump on top of Pikachu, do this massive dog pile, and zap Team Rocket. And then Meowth is like, oh, this cat's gonna take care of this mouse. And Pikachu somehow communicates to Ash that he wants more power. And Ash rides the busted up bike upside down.
Like you do.
With one of those friction lights. And somehow Pikachu hooks into that and zaps Team Rocket again. And they run away.
Yep. You sound confused. This all makes perfect sense.
I mean, and they say, oh, there must be something special about that Pikachu, which we eventually do find out. But from this one experience, how are they supposed to know that?
'Cause he did a real big thundershock.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all it is he did a real big thundershock. And then we see Ash and Misty working their way through Viridian Forest, and everything's going great until there's a bug and Misty's all freaked out, which, come on, writers, you couldn't have come up with something more clever than that. It's a Caterpie, and Ash is gonna catch it, and then the episode ends.
right before we cut to Viridian Forest, we see Jenny and Joy at the Poke Center, all blown up, talking to another Joy in Pewter City. And saying that those kids were on their way. But and that's essentially when you realize they use the same artwork for all the Jennies and Joy. They just didn't want to recreate another character, I guess, for every time they went to a new city.
Well, I mean, it kind of matches up with the fact that, like, all the Poke Centers in the original game are exactly the same on the interior.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect. If there were another MC who did your exact job in another town over, do you think you would be friends with that person? Or would you, like, hate that person?
Oh,
Or where on the scale would you be?
I would feel sorry for them.
I think I'd be really annoyed by other Troy. I'd be like, dude, chill. Take it down a notch.
Dude, slow down. You do too much.
Why are you talking so much? Just I think that would be my reaction to other Troy.
I think the other MC would be chill, but I just would be like, dude, we can't hang out. This is a bummer.
Everything is too mellow right now.
Yeah. Oh man. Do you just want to watch TV shows and like eat a whole bunch of ice cream? Oh yeah, sure, that'd be great. Oh no, you know exactly how it would be. It's like me hanging out with Scoot.
It's a mellow vortex. Oh man. Ow. Something in my eye from laughing too hard. You ever laugh some stuff into your eye? I don't know. It didn't make any sense. I've just been laughing and rubbing my eyes, and in that process, I got something in my eye. Anyway, will Ash catch the Caterpie next episode? I don't know. We'll find out next episode on Ash Catches a Pokemon, because that's what the next episode is called. So that's maybe gives you a clue. So
I mean,
we'll find out.
Is it that Caterpie, or is it another Caterpie? Is it a different Pokemon?
No, he catches a goddamn Metapod. He just sits there going,
Harden. 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 Switch out. Switch out. Knock that one out. Somehow Metapod evolves a little.
That was dumb. I hate Metapods. I caught a Metapod in my Nuzlocke run when I was playing a Nuzlocke of Silver, and I was like, dang it, what am I going to do with this?
Experience, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFcast, or email us at basesfcast@gmail.com. That's BASESFCAST. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Hello, friends. This is Troidal Power, host of the Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. And I'm inviting you to listen to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. You can find it and a lot of other weird shows at probablywork.com.
Wanna be the very best, no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.